We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh Radio program. Another week of diving into the Word of God. Right now, we are focusing on developing our life of praise. And, we share a little bit more substance than, hey, you should praise the Lord. We like to give you, you know, some of the reasons why and some of the benefits and things of that nature. So today we are going to be in Psalm 79. It's a psalm of Asaph. And so as we continue through this study, that's where we're going to be focused. So I want to let you know that the fall offering for WMIE is coming up starting a week from today. The radio station has lots of equipment, and whenever you have lots of equipment, sometimes you have to upgrade that equipment, technology breakthroughs and things like that, and you get improved quality, you get improved efficiency and things like that. So whenever they have this fundraising, it is it's not a crazy amount of money or anything like that. It's designed to keep things up and running. And so it's not about building a palatial edifice or anything like that. And instead, it's designed to keep the equipment working so that, the programming can still go across the air. Because in 2025, people still need to hear, and some have never heard, that Jesus is Lord and that he is the lover of our souls, and we need to give our heart and our lives to him and accept the life of God into us so that we can spend eternity with him. And so we're thankful for WMIE. I pray that you would consider, being a partner with the radio station over the next 6 months. That's all they ask is, hey, would you be willing to help us for 6 months? And if their phone number is 321-632-1000. So that'll be coming up next week. I do want to say thank you real quickly to the folks of Wyrick Air. They're based in Rockledge, Florida. They're a family-based business that has been providing solutions to air conditioning, heating, and electrical issue in a professional manner for over 50 years. If you have something that can be serviced and repaired, they can do that. If it needs to be replaced, they will let you know that as well. They're not trying to replace something that can be fixed. They're not trying to fix something that needs to be replaced. Sometimes they can do that in a little bit of a bridge gap type thing, but they really want you up and running to such an extent that your climate control systems are not going to give you any problems. They work primarily in residential settings, but do some light commercial work as well. They do provide emergency service when necessary. They strive to provide their customers with the best service possible and affordable price. License number is CAC 182-1309. Their phone number is 321-632-9538. That may be a great number to have at hand as you are considering whether or not you want to have a person who brings Christian values not only to the pulpit that he preaches in, which is Dennis, but also to his business. We thank the folks at Wyrick Air. They are dear friends, and we are grateful that they believe in the Refresh Radio program. So, Psalm 79, I want to read a few verses, but we're primarily going to focus on verse number 13. Verse number 8 says this, "Oh, do not remember former iniquities against us. Let your tender mercies come speedily to meet us, for we have been brought very low. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of your name, and deliver us and provide atonement for our sins. For your name's sake, why should the nations say, 'Where is their God?' Let there be known among the nations in our sight the avenging of the blood of your servants, which has been shed. Let the groaning of the prisoner come before you according to the greatness of your power. Preserve those who are appointed to die, and return to our neighbors sevenfold into their bosom. Let their reproach with which they have reproached you, O Lord." Their reproach with which they have reproached you, O Lord. Verse number 13. "So we, your people and sheep of your pasture, will give you thanks forever. We will show forth your praise to all generations." So, whenever I hear the wording of Psalm 79:13, I automatically think of Psalm 100. Psalm 100 and verse number 1, I'm going to read it. There's only 5 verses here. It says, "Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations." So there are some very similar concepts being discussed in both these psalms. Psalm 100 is a psalm of thanksgiving. I like Thanksgiving. We have a church dinner the Sunday before Thanksgiving. The ladies have a Thanksgiving celebration before Thanksgiving. Then there's Thanksgiving, and then there's post-Thanksgiving leftovers. And about that time, then I'm ready for a change from the turkey, overdose and things like that. But I'm not ready to give up on thanking God. I want to encourage you, continue to praise him and thank him for all that he's done, because the God who's been working ever since the foundation of the world to set the world up for you and the purpose that he created for you and for his glory, he's still working. He's still working. And it says in verse number 11 that it's not just because of the groaning of prisoners that comes before him, but God works according to the greatness of his power. And he does so in a manner that preserves his saints. Before I ever came to Merit Assembly of God, there was a friend of mine who introduced me to a online Bible program, don't think it was online, because I don't even think I had internet connection at that point in time. I think it was just a free Bible program that I was able to get, and it was a great leap forward in my Bible study, because basically all it was how it reads, and this is what the word is in the Strong's Concordance. And then rather than having to turn to the back and find out what that word meant, I was able to just click a button and bam, there the Strong's Concordance was. I still have hard copies of the Strong Concordance to this day, but man, technology has expedited the ability to gather information and pray over it and process it and say, God, what is it that you want to say to me? What is it you want to say to our church at this time? It really helped. So as I was preparing, I was teaching out of the book of Jude, and there was a word that shows up five times in that passage, and it's a word that means to keep or to guard or to preserve, to watch over. And God, in his watching and keeping and preserving us, not only does so by working on our behalf, by protecting us and working in us to where we are where we're supposed to be, but he also does that in a manner by keeping at bay spiritual influences that have already crossed the line with humanity to such a degree that he says, you don't ever get to threaten my creation ever again. And he keeps them bound in the darkest of darkness. And he so when God is preserving us, it says here, he preserved those who are appointed to die. It's appointed unto all to die once, and then comes the judgment. And so if you're alive today, let me tell you why. You are alive not because the devil wanted you alive, because the devil wants to kill all of humanity because they were created in the image of God. And even in our distorted, fallen nature, every time he sees man, he sees the creator of man, because we were created body, soul, and spirit. And he hates God, so he wants to destroy everybody. He's miserable, and he wants you to be as miserable as he is. But God is not like that. God watches over you because he loves you. He wants to preserve you. So where there's an attack on life in the womb, and there's an attack on life, especially in young people right now, there's a lot of attacks on them understanding who they are, whether or not they have purpose, whether or not they should even live. And I want to tell you, you were created by God to live and thrive in his presence. So I would highly encourage you to seek him while you are young. You will find that you will avoid a lot of future heartache if you just embrace God's will and God's plan for your life. So verse number 13, the psalmist, Asaph, he says, so we, your people, and sheep of your pasture. Okay, so here Asaph says, it's not just me, it's us. And here is our identity. We are your people. You have been bought with a price. While our net worth might have deemed us as a value to be in the bargain basement bin of the local thrift store, God looked at us and did not see that we were worthless. He looked at us and he said, you were crafted by the greatest designer and architect, creator that there's ever been. You are not a reject. You may be broken, but you are not worthless. You're priceless. And you determine your value by what someone is willing to pay for you. So the devil's not willing to give anything for you. He thinks nothing of you. God thinks you're priceless because he was willing to shed his blood, to give his life and raise from the dead and sit at the Father's right hand and pray nonstop for you. That's how much Jesus is willing to pay for you. And so if you say yes to becoming part of God's family, you need to recognize, hey, I am in covenant relationship with God. He is my God, and I am his people. And that means we are in everything together. We're in success together. We're in challenge together. Whatever problem you are facing, you're doing it together with God because we are his people. It says in the sheep of his pasture, sheep are led. And all you got to do is go back and read Psalm 23 to see how David took care of his sheep. So when it comes to sheep, there were three different individuals that dealt with the sheep. First of all, there was the thief. The thief would come to steal and to kill and to destroy the flock. That's what the thief does. So God is not the thief of the sheep. The second was a person that was called a hireling. A hireling was someone who said, okay, these sheep do not belong to me, but I can earn some money by watching over the sheep. But if things get dangerous, if things get uncomfortable, I'm going to watch out for myself instead of watching out for the sheep. We are never called as pastors to be hirelings. We're not called to watch over the sheep like a thief and come to exploit the flock. That's not what we are here for. Instead, we are to look at the sheep as we being shepherds, with Jesus being the chief shepherd. And so shepherds will come and they will take care of the rejects of society. I saw a video where there was a sheep that had two lambs, and somehow one of the lambs got separated from the mother in the birthing process, and she rejected that one to the point that the shepherd, the owners of the sheep, had to come and bottle feed that sheep and raise it up to a place of health and vibrancy before it could be reintegrated into the flock. And, you know, that's something that's kind of hard to understand. But a shepherd says, hey, I'm here and I will do whatever is necessary to make sure that the sheep of my flock thrive. And so there is nutrition. They would treat the sheep in such a manner to keep them healthy from being negatively impacted physically by flies or parasites. They would make sure that the flock had water, that it was set up not just for its own existence, but that it would be thriving in the community of sheep as well, and that that community would continue on and on and on into the future. In other words, the shepherd knew the sheep, knew their needs, cared for them, knew what their behavior was. Over the last 6 weeks or so, we have had some of my grandchildren living with us, and they watch these farming videos where the farmer has all of his animals named, and it's like, you know what, I've seen what sheep do when they hear the shepherd's voice. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. I lay my life down. My sheep know my voice, and another voice they will not follow. So it is not just that we are his people, that we are his sheep, but we know him, he knows us, and we follow him because he knows the way, he knows the path, he protects us, he preserves us, and so we need to continue to persevere. And that leads us to this: we will give you thanks forever. We will show forth your praise to all generations. There's a saying that says something like this: there's someone that's always facing a bigger challenge than you. And every once in a while, it doesn't hurt to remind ourselves what a blessing it is to be in the family of God. We all have our challenges. I preached a message on holiness, H-O-L-E-Y-N-E-S-S, not to celebrate the voids, the challenges that we have in our life, but just to acknowledge that they are there. But in acknowledging that they are there, there is also the reaching out that says only God can fill this hole in my life. So when we realize that God is our shepherd, and he is providing for us something we could not provide for ourselves, we say, God, I'm going to thank you, not just for a moment, but I'm going to thank you forever. Don't ever lose the spirit of gratitude. If you lose it, then you begin to embrace the idea of entitlement, of this is something that I am due, and you begin to appropriate things for yourselves. And I have found that God is much better provider than I am. God is a much better provider than you are, because he can take us places that we never could have gone on our own. You say, well, I can get any place with the right amount of time, the airfare and all that sort of stuff. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about relationships. I'm talking about spiritual experiences. I'm talking about eternity with him. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Give him thanks. And he says, we will show forth your praise to all generations. So I started to say this earlier and got sidetracked. Where with my grandchildren living with us over the past several weeks, that it looks a little different. I mean, sometimes they are praising God around the house. Sometimes you're praising God when they're taking a nap. No, I'm just teasing. But one of the greatest gifts that you can give your children or your grandchildren is to have them watch you praise God. There are too many people who send their kids to church instead of taking their kids to church so that their kids get to witness what it's like to go and experience their family members worshiping the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I don't know what your Monday looks like. I don't know what your plan is. I know this, that 2025 is going to be in the rearview mirror all too quickly. I know that you've been through some hard times, but they didn't take you out. You're still here. And God has not rejected you. He's embraced you even when the world rejects you. He's still standing there with arms open wide, and he's knocking on the door, wanting to come in and sup with you and dine with you and you with him. He's still there. And so I don't know what your plan is for the rest of the year, but the one piece of wisdom that I could share with you is one of the greatest impacts you will ever have in your life is when you put your faith on display in your home for your family so that they see it, so that they see that I remember watching mom or dad. I remember watching grandma and grandpa. I remember watching them pray. I remember watching them bless other people. I remember watching them worship God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. And when they see it, and they see that you're the same at home as you are at church, then they're going to want to embrace that as well. And so coming up here in a couple of weeks, we'll hit our 12th anniversary of doing the Refresh Radio program. And out of all of the years of interacting with other people, one of the greatest things that I've ever had said was, you're the same in person, in public, as you are in private. And I think that's something that should be true, not just for me. It should be true for all of us as well. You have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.